Good morning or good afternoon, depending where you are in the world. This is the Carrie O'Connor Show, and welcome. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and this is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. I'm going to give you that number, which we open up the phone lines after the first break. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And you could IM Benny at the station at psychiconair.com or newsskyradio.com, and IM your messages, meaning your questions, to Benny if you happen to be at work and you can't go and call. And so that's a convenient way to get your questions answered. And so I want to talk about new up-and-coming events. We just finished the Twin Flame Relationship, the teleclass. It's all the information about the new relationships. And this is not only about the relationships as far as personal relationship one-on-one. This also involves all of us as far as what's going on with our heart chakra, the energy that's coming in right now that's really, really strong, the changes that we're doing, evolving from the you complete me energies into what I call the you compliment me energies. And so this information is available for you. It comes with a little workbook and as an MP3 or a CD. So you could call my assistant Wendy or email union1111@yahoo.com. and get that information in class. We also have a 3-month mentorship program coming up that's starting in July, and that is, again, on telephone, so you could do it by the convenience of your home. It starts on July 6th from 7:30 to 9:30, and it's going to be for 3 months. So then it's Tuesday, August 10th, 7:30 to 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, and then Tuesday, September 7th, 7:30 to 9:30. And this is, I just am in the middle of the 6-month course, and people are having amazing experiences. They're really, when they work with the work and they take the tools that we're teaching, they really are finding how intuitive they are. They're opening up their self. They're clearing their energy field. They're working with their wounded child, and they're having amazing results. And I'm not taking credit for that. I am just pointing the way, and they're working with the tools. And so we're going to be doing that again, and this is a 3-month course. So if you wanted to do it before but didn't really want to commit to the 6 months, that's fine, because we have a 3-month course now, so you could give that a try. And again, all the information is at the website. And there's also the free teleclass that's still available, and it's all the information about tiredness and the ascension process, and that a lot of people are feeling really tired, and never mind, a lot of people are getting increased thyroid issues, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, adrenal syndromes. All those things are coming up, and the endocrine system is very much connected to, as we raise our vibration, a lot of people are feeling that energy frequency, and it really affects our physical adrenal system, and so our endocrine, excuse me. So I will, I gave a lot of information on that, and that is free. And we're also doing remote readings, balances, and this is new, and it's for $50. And it's a really great thing, because right now we're running a special on KKNW, so say you heard the special on KKNW, and it's, we're giving you not only the reading, a remote reading, you get a session, you get the CD or MP3 of the session, and you also get notes and tips and tools on how to continue to work with the energy. And so you get all of that, and we're, for this month, for KKNW reader listeners, we're throwing in the body temple exercise attunement. And so that's a tape that I made several years ago, and you can listen to that awake or asleep. A lot of people have told me that they listen to it when they're awake, and then they'll listen to it through the night. And what that is it's a directing of the energy. It goes through the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual body. It cleanses your energy field. And just like I've said many, many times, if we don't cleanse, clear, or address ourselves as energetic beings, it's like not taking a shower or brushing your teeth. And so that would be disgusting to most people. And so we really want to get into a good habit. And a lot of times it's the hardest thing to establish is that habit. But as soon as you do, then you will really notice it. You'll notice it when you don't do that. So that is the Body Temple CD that comes with everyone that's signing up for the remote readings. And so that's what's happening here. And I also wanted to bring up, I love the Four Agreements by Don Manuel Luis. And if we could all live our life by the Four Agreements, that we would have a much more easier life. Because I'm noticing since June in particular, a lot of people are, the energy field look like they're getting stretched. A lot of more people are feeling more tired, physically, mentally, emotionally. And that's why I put the made the tape as far as the tiredness and the ascension process. And so I just want to quickly remind you of the four agreements. And this is part of a book from, again, Don Manuel Luis. And the first one is be impeccable with your word, and that means speaking with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using your words to speak against yourself or gossiping about others, and use the power of your word to direct of only truth and love. And so, again, our word has energy behind it, and if people were to get, I'm going to be getting somebody that could do the physical graphics of what we are radiating out to the universal grids, every thought, word, and deed, and then add the thought and the word behind it. You add like a higher frequency to it, or think of an extra power, or it's like jet fuel to it. So we can think something that has a frequency, but then when we add the word to it, it's like the extra oomph. And so we really want to be impeccable with our words. Be truthful, be honest. And if you don't know, just say, I don't know right now. That's okay too. The second one is don't take in anything personally. Sometimes we take everything so personal. So don't take anything that anybody else does personal, because what they say and what they do, they're projecting their own reality. We all live in our own reality. We all live in our own dreams. And so so many times we've gotten hurt where we've taken things personally when we really don't need to. Be immune to people's opinions and actions of others. You don't need to be a victim of needless suffering. So many times I've heard of people and myself where I'd be thinking over and over again about what somebody said or how they acted. They would like cold or kind of weird at a party or a gathering, and then I'd think about it and think about it and think about it. Think, well, did I do something wrong or whatever? And all this time, this precious waste, what life force is draining out of our energy fields by somebody else's opinion of us. So again, don't take practicing not taking anything personal frees you to keep your energy in your energy field instead of having it leak into old patterns, and then you are literally leaking your precious life force. The third agreement is don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and express what you want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can and avoid misunderstanding, sadness, and the drama. This is just one agreement, but this is one of the agreements that absolutely can transform your life. And again, don't make assumptions. And I also added my own little thing there, assume benevolence. And so if somebody doesn't call you back, assume that it's not that they don't like you and that they are all angry with you. Just assume that maybe they lost your number, or that they're busy, or that they something else came up with their head. Don't go to the awfuls and start making stuff up in your head. And again, if they never call you back, it does not define you. Outside things, outside people, our work, our partnerships, our friends, our family do not define us. We define ourselves. And here's a time for us to go inside of ourselves, release old patterns, and start redefining ourselves. Release those things that do not resonate with us anymore, that brings us down, and bring in good information. Be the writer of your own script. And the last one is always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It'll be different when you're healthy opposed to you're sick. Under any circumstances, simply do your best. Avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. And those are, again, four agreements that there's a book with. There's companion books. There's many things that Don Manuel wrote after these agreements. But this is part of the truth. If we were all to be able to get those in our head, in our mind, and to live by them and to really embrace them and have them become not a concept that's kind of neat that we hold in our mental body, we want to turn it into a knowing and sinking it down into something that it just comes so true to us that we automatically think about it and live by those words. And so it will make your life so much easier. And even taking one agreement at a time and do one a week so you get it down as far as the patterns down. So don't make any assumptions. Have that be your thing for this week. So again, make sure there's clear communication. So with so many people, there's misunderstandings. Wars have happened over misunderstandings and on non-communication. And it really avoids drama. And why I'm picking up that one this week is that, again, there's a lot of things going on right now as far as with in June. This is a real bridging time, and I'm seeing that people, their left side and the right side of their body seems to be symbolically separating. The more separation, the more we're not communicating with ourselves. And then we are led to go back to our old patterns. And so that leads to really having our wounded child jump in the driver's seat versus our divine holy child. And this is what we came down here for, to remember, to realign, to reawaken to who we really are, to work with that every single day, to embrace it. And this is all an inner journey, not the outside journey. That our outside circumstances start changing when we change ourselves inside. If we don't care for any of our outside circumstances, if we're not happy in our job, in our relationship, want a relationship, don't have one, money situations, if we're not happy with those outside things, the first place to go is inside of you. And when you start inside of yourself and start clearing out, feng shuiing, really get releasing those old patterns of separation, those things that define us, our generational patterns, take a look at that, because they run our life consciously or unconsciously, and they simply see that we come down here, and it's part of our gig of coming down here. It's part of our karma, and it's part of our drama, that we have the wounded child driving the driver's seat. And most of us have our wounded child get in that driver's seat by the time we're 3 to 5 years old. So that means we are ingrained with our parents' thoughts in society. And so this is a period for us to get our empowered self in that driver's seat. So you're literally driving your life force in an empowered way. So work with those agreements if they resonate with you, or work with anything that makes you happy. That's the key. What's light for you is right for you. We're going to go to our first break and open up those phone lines. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show. We'll be right back. I think...
Hi, I'm Brenda Ball.
And I'm Tony Ball, and we've been married for over 25 years. In that time, we found ourselves putting on a pound or two per year, and next thing you knew, we're 30, 40 pounds overweight.
That's when we made the choice to get on that Take Shape for Life program. After being married for 25 years and struggling with weight that whole time, I'm actually now 2 sizes smaller than my wedding dress.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can lose those extra pounds. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Did you know Greek God's yogurt has 20 billion live and active probiotic bacterial cells per serving? This healthy type of bacteria in yogurt helps boost the immune system by protecting the gastrointestinal tract and fighting off harmful organisms, preventing disease, and helping you keep in tip-top shape. Did you have your Greek God's yogurt for breakfast today? For more information, visit GreekGod'sYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we have open phone lines today. Actually, it's the 14th of June. My daughter's birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday, Taylor. So our phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And you could IM Benny at psychiconair.com or psychicnewsradio.com.
Actually, it's newssskyradio.com. There you go.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. That's okay.
I kind of combined the words. So, Benny, why don't we go to the phone line?
It's okay. It happens. And it's your standard Monday around here. So everyone's kind of getting off the weekend.
I kind of do it a lot.
I know. Sunshiny weekend. And everyone's kind of still thinking about it for the next one.
There you go.
All right. Well, we have Sharon calling in from Lexington, North Carolina. She's having some energy blocks around her business. She wants to know what's up. So, Sharon, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hey, thank you, Benny. Hi, Carrie. Happy birthday to your daughter.
What's that?
I said happy birthday to your daughter.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. So what's going on?
Well, I started a home-based business that I feel so good. It's probably been about 2.5 weeks, and I see so many things that I just envision, so many wonderful things that I'm going to be able to do and going to do or for this company that fulfills the purpose and who I'm being. And I'm wondering, and I did purchase your remote package last week. So in the meantime, while I'm waiting for that, I just wanted to see what energy block that you see for me for what's going on now. Because I've invited some people to a meeting this week and not gotten very many responses. So I'm ready to move forward and get things rolling.
Okay. All right. When you first pull me down, whenever anyone talks about blocks with energy, money, business, I go right down to, or most of the time, the people's energy field brings me right down to the second chakra and the throat chakra. And when I go to the right side of your second chakra, I see these, what looks like, imagine a pile of grapes coming out that have that, like the red kind of colored grapes. And so whenever I see that package, and it's through the emotional body, and whenever I see that right side, that's the right now side, it goes through the emotional body. And I want you to hear me. You're clearing this out, so that's really good, because before it was like in the back of you. So think of that represents the past, even past patterns, even patterns that have to do with past life sharing and deeply seated root patterns. And so when you're pulling them up, think of it contains our worst nightmares, it's our fears. You've been starting this 2.5 weeks, and so that's it's like a real new birthing process. And so it's like a baby learning how to step. And then when they first start stepping in, then they are afraid of kind of like bumping down and stuff and making some falls. But what I'm watching is as you're releasing these, which you are, you're not holding on to them. I'm seeing them getting pulled up and just really clearing out. So that's really good. And I also see the center of your throat chakra. It looks like what you're getting rid of, it looks like almost like a peach pit. And so, and that goes way back. And again, it has to do with the back of the second chakra. And so think of Sharon by starting the business and bring it down to the 3D world, it will absolutely, like a magnet, bring up old patterns, old things that are way deep within us. But this is not going to block you at all. This is all very good. The biggest thing that you want to remember is that when you're going out there and you're not having the response that you want to have, just remember again that it's not going to define your whole business, that this is you're right out at the gate here, and that you're feeding it with your passion. And so it's doing what I call the duality dance. It's like the biggest key that be able to magnetically bring the people in is by keep on continuing to have your passion. And I tell you, when I first started my business, when I was doing the readings and stuff like that, and we started doing a gathering at home, sometimes it was one person, sometimes two people, but we kept on showing up and just kept on showing up and just didn't really get into the numbers. And so then all of a sudden it just like things grew very quickly because we didn't define it. We still did the passion. We still did the sessions and the classes. And so I'm sharing that with you because I'm seeing the same thing with you. Do the passion. I just am watching this like ribbon cutting period here as far as with this champagne bottles are going off. So all those are really good symbols. And when I'm looking at your root chakra, especially when I see your right leg, it looks a little bit thin now. And I'm seeing you going back into the 3 to 4 year old child. So I would encourage you to just review very quickly, not spend a lot of time family generational patterns on dad's side of the family, in particular when it has to do with money, thoughts of money, and also it has more to do with success. They've had studies that they've showed that we're more afraid of success than for failure. And this is where I'm seeing that you're really clearing out deep-seated patterns that go way back in dad's side, even going back to great-grandfather or great, like, uncle. And so realizing, again, that you're clearing these out, these patterns out, as you're stepping out there, breaking generational patterns, having that success. And when I look at your third chakra, it looks like there's a sun right in the middle of it, and it's flaring out like it has those solar flares. And that's a positive thing because it has symmetry to it. And so all of that energy, that passion, is going down to your second chakra and your third for root chakra, and it's going to really strengthen your legs, your whole foundational energies. So hang in there and keep on going with your doing your passion. I see you expanding. And again, as far as if the people don't respond as well as you think that they should at the first time, it's just you just keep on trucking on. And also remember that a lot of times people during this time of year, I know for myself, a lot of times in August, people vacation a lot. And so I make my plans around when people are vacation a lot. Right now, a lot of people are doing vacations, birthdays, graduations, all of those kind of things, Father's Day, and all of those kind of events that have people kind of scattered or literally busy. So again, just being able to realize that this is a their circumstances don't define. Keep up the I'm not even say keep up the hope, because this is a passion of yours. So whenever your head wants to go into mind chatter, just whistle a tune, get anything, just remind yourself of how much you love this business, and that it will have that success. Your outside circumstances don't define you. Your inside does. And then your outside circumstances will start matching that. Okay?
Thank you so much, Carrie. I appreciate you so much.
Okay. So do I. Sharon, you have a great day. And thank you for recognizing my daughter.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, honey.
Yeah, turn on my microphone there, Carrie, so you can hear me. See, now
yes.
I got the case of the Mondays, too. It happens, right?
Yeah, it does.
All right. Well, let's move on. Hopefully, Catherine is ready for us, and she's been doing a lot of positive affirmations lately. Not all of them working. Maybe needs a little more help with a little more guidance with it. So let's bring her on. So, Catherine, welcome to Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi. Thank you. Hi, Carrie. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. So what's going on, Catherine?
How are you? Well, I'm just feeling like probably back in May I said I'm going to take 30 days and just regroup and do some positive stuff. So I've really limited who I've been, spending my time with. Mm-hmm. I've been doing a lot of spiritual reading, meditating, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. positive affirmations. I just want to know, is there more that I should be doing? Am I on the right path? You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
Is it working? Because it feels like it's working some days, and then it feels like I'm just the same. And I'm tired, like you said earlier. I'm very tired.
Right. Listen to that call if you haven't already, because that's going to really describe our center process. And also, one thing, I'm doing a free teleclass in this sometime in April. I mean, July. Probably at the beginning of July, because so many people have this. It's like, why don't affirmations work? And so what you're showing me in your energy field, remember that we don't get these patterns overnight. By the time we're anywhere from 1 year old to 4 years old, they're deeply seated. Never mind, then throw on karma on top of it, and then throw on our collective where we're all connected. And on top of that, those are three separate things. And so think of when I'm looking at your the pathway, you've cleared a path and you've gotten rid of a lot of stuff. It's like you're putting it in the left side of your body. So that remains, that goes to the past. And there is a process that's two steps forward, one step that could seem back, two step forward, one step back. But if you step back and look at the whole person energetically, widely, and not look at the two step forward, one step back kind of deal, it all goes to, are they continuing to raise their vibration? And that's what you're going to be doing. And so think of that. It's wonderful that you're doing that. I just keep on looking at your mental body, and that is where you could put a lot of the thoughts as far as you're literally unplugging from the mental chatter. And so whenever you feel your head start going and it's going around in mental chatter, or you're reviewing stories, start getting a list of paper literally of times in your life that you felt on top of the world. Like I have it when I gave birth to my kids. I had it when we got married. Remember the day of that marriage instead of the divorce. I had times when I felt on top of the world, when I felt like I was just so connected, or different times in my life when I just, again, felt that connection, that oneness, oneness at all. And so whenever you're feeling shaky, whip out that list and just keep on thinking about it. Feel it. Bring it into the feeling. So when you're reading it, you're getting get into the feelings, drop into your heart, feel it, because there's, when we step out of this 3D time, there's no time. And so when we're flooding ourselves with those feelings again, we're widening our energy field. Also, if you keep on getting into like a mental chatter thing too, hum a tune, whistle a song. Your brain can't begin to mental patterns if we are humming a tune. It can't be doing two things at once. So literally, absolutely hang in there. There, it's great. It's like, it does take more than 30 days to make a neural pathway. But when you think about patterns that we've had since we've been very, very young, it's just like keeping up there. I've did post-its all over my house. Not even post-its. I did poster boards and put it every single where I watched.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and so those, and that was, and every, and I just was programming myself. Then I had my voice doing affirmations, and I would put it on. My kids, when they were little, they'd finally say, "Mommy, turn that music off," because it would be me saying affirmations and stuff. And so it was, I was bombarding myself, consciously or unconsciously. I just took it. I called it a spiritual boot camp that was lasting well over 6 weeks, and it's a lifetime process, but it's a fun process. So mix it up. Do what you love, and that's the key thing. Do what you love. Love what you do, because if you don't love what some of the suggestions, you're not going to do them. You know what I mean? So we could be,
right.
My ex-husband used to get real in touch with source and creator when he went out hunting and fishing because he felt so in his core. And so everyone is different, you know? So just really get into what you love and do what you love. And especially that list of things, times that you felt on top of the world, get that out. And just, that's, you're literally repatterning your program when you're feeling that iffy part, but you're doing a very good job. Keep up with the work. Keep the thing.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome, hon. We're going to our next break. We'll be back right after these few messages.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Did you know that there's a direct link between smoking and back pain? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunz, here to share some information about smoking. Tobacco smoke contains over 4,000 chemicals, including nicotine and carbon monoxide. These chemicals constrict arteries and interfere with blood circulation, which results in oxygen and other nutrients not being properly circulated. The nerves in the spine then become weak and brittle. The good news is that once you quit smoking, proper blood flow returns. Regular chiropractic adjustments ensure that blood flow and nutrients are properly flowing to your spine and organs. For tips on how to quit smoking and how chiropractic can help, visit our website at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunz, on the Dr. Pat Show the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
The search is over. The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by, is your connection to tens of thousands of people waiting to hear your empowering message, waiting to choose your product or service. Dr. Pat's goal is to connect you with the people that want high-quality products and services created with love for humanity and the earth. Products and services like yours. Be the business that joins the buzz. The Dr. Pat Show buzz. The buzz of talk radio to thrive by. Connect with people that value conscious living and mindful thinking. Living life full out. Have your business be identified with this powerful and inspiring show. Join the buzz. Be the buzz. Let the Dr. Pat Show talk radio to thrive by. Be the conduit to those who would benefit most from your services. To sponsor the Dr. Pat Show, call Dr. Pat at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Let our success be your success.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we're here with you to the top of the hour on this beautiful day before my daughter's birthday. Our numbers are 1-800-930-2819. Again, I want to say 1-800-930-2819, and you also can IamPsychicOnAir.com or NewsSkyRadio.com. I am Benny messages, questions, and we could get those on the air for you. And I also do want to say, if you have any kind of make an appointment, a lot of times I don't give my phone number out, and that is 860-887-1201. 860-887-1201. To call and make an appointment, call and talk to Wendy, the phone number for contact. So, Benny, why don't we go to the next phone line?
Yeah, and just to reiterate, like, on your instant messaging idea and what we're doing here in the studio, it's for those that probably can't get to a phone, they're at their desk, you know, they're busy with their, you know, typical morning, Monday morning rush and stuff like that. You're welcome to, you know, instant message me. I can take your questions and comments and just forward them on to Carrie so you can quietly listen to them at your desk or wherever your place business is. Yeah, so we can do it that way if you want. And, you know, don't text while you're driving. There's a new law here in Washington State. Don't do that. Just pull over real fast. And if you need to text us, then instant message me that way. I'd appreciate it so we don't cause any problems around the sound here. So let's bring on Mary. She's calling in from Seattle. She's been trying to move the last couple of years. In fact, about the last 4 years, she's been having some problems with selling her house. Excuse me. Let's see if we can try to help her out. Mary, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you, Benny. Hi, good morning, Carrie.
Hi, how are you, Mary?
I'm doing well. It's called patience and waiting for the right timing.
Right.
And we believe the buyer is coming along, and I'm just checking because it's been about 4 years, and it's a municipality. And so is that going to actually happen? And we have a home that we have really loved and actually is still for sale after all these years. And are we going to be able to or is that a good...
Yeah, and the biggest thing, Mary, that when I'm seeing you, when I look at you energetically and I turn you sideways, and this is what I call doing the duality dance, and that's where when you have the hopes, dreams, and desires, you feel the individual coming, you feel the circumstances coming to you, and that's as real can be because I see it coming in on your right side, coming into what I call, that's the corner side when I read, when it's not the male side, I read it as the present day coming up energy. And but one thing I want to say is that I'm seeing you bending forward slightly, about a 25-degree forward. When we start bending energetically forward, think about a garden hose. And a garden hose, we want to not have any kinks on it, because if we have kinks on it, it creates blocks, and then the blocks goes back to our worst nightmares, subconscious patterns, our fears. And so it's really important for you to energetically stand up straight and put your shoulders back, and meaning that it's like giving, it's like opening up your heart's desires and not getting into patterns. And especially when it's something like charge like this, you're going right to the root chakra, second and third chakra. You're talking about buying a home, getting a home, selling a home. And so it's all your foundational energies. And so that's why I call it the duality dance, that being able to hold the core, be able to stand back and not, again, bending forward. The bottom line, Mary, that means that there's still some residual energy and not trusting, allowing, and surrendering and the divine plan of the universe. And that goes back to deep subconscious patterns. And so that part then, and it literally creates a static. It creates like this, it makes a block for then our worst nightmares come in. So that standing up is very important because it pushes it away. It's like our mental body pushes the buyers away. So think of right now, it's a really great time is what I'm seeing, especially through the month of six for June, of really taking the energy back as far as when you know it, it's a trusting and allowing. It's like celebrating the what are you going to do in the new house? Feel yourself in the new house. Feel yourself getting out of that house and feel the, and like, again, feel the getting yourself already out of the realtor office where you see everything is signed. So the biggest thing goes back to, and this is, I've seen this pattern with people that are waiting for partners to come in, selling the house, jobs. It's a very common pattern. It's like try not to get into our mental, emotional bodies when something is very charged. And so the biggest thing that you could do is, again, feel the person coming in, but not overthink it. Sometimes people get into the part where they're feeling it and they're feeling it or they're overthinking it. And then if you look energetically and take the circumstances aside, I just read the energy patterns and then I'll see energy that it creates is static, and that static makes not clear messages to the universe, and then more of our energy goes back to our past patterns, and then it pulls up our worst nightmare energy, and then it feels like, this is, why isn't something happening? So that's, again, part of the duality dance. So understanding, knowing that there's a divine order, being able to celebrate, be here now. So even enjoying the house where you're at now and being there now and knowing that the person's making their way there, and that there's a real stretch, because I go to the right side of your second root and second chakra, and there's a real, like, an extreme of terror of how about if this doesn't come through? True. And so that's what you're working on, is flipping that energy down to that, to your worst nightmare. Does it define you if you don't get that house? No, it doesn't define you, but this is what your preference is. But it's like when we're able to let go and walk through our worst nightmares, so my new symbol, I saw it last week, my guide showed it, and it looks like we're those rings of fire that you see at circuses, mm-hmm. and then like the lions that jump through. But the inside the circle is all black. And so part of that is the duality dance of, we can't see what's through the other side, but we have to trust, allow, and surrender that it's going to be better than holding in the posture of we have to go through our worst nightmares by walking through them physically. So again, saying, does this define me if we don't sell the house? Does this wreck my life? Does this make my life not feel complete? No, outside things do not define us. We define ourselves. And outside houses and that are just a definition of where we're living right now as an angel having a human experience. So when we are able to walk through those rings of fire, it ends up being that fire turns into, it doesn't burn us with the wounded part of the ego part would tell us. It ends up transforming us. And then all of a sudden, you can see things happen like overnight, miraculously, because we go through our worst nightmare, meaning walking through, does it define you or does it make your life absolutely miserable if you can't sell your house? Doesn't mean you're going to put more energy into not selling it. It's just working through, and it actually helps clear those residual subconscious patterns that could be blocking it, and it allows you to stand up more straight. Okay?
So feel the feeling that it's all
absolutely
working out of the head and into the heart.
Absolutely. That is absolutely the keys. If anybody stays in the head, it creates a static, and that static creates, it literally blocks.
Yes.
I see it all over and over and over again. And so the feelings are the key. We're getting out of the emotional body, go to the feeling body, getting out of the mental body, going to the knowing body. And that knowing body is a process of allowing, trusting, surrendering, and getting into that, and then walk through the rings of fire, meaning just like leap through that fire and say, and you'll see yourself on the other side, and all of a sudden things will move very, very quickly. Okay, Mary?
Thank you.
You have a lovely day.
Indeed. You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, thanks very much, Mary, for calling in. That leaves the lines open here at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819 for the Carrie O'Connor Show. And before we slip back into our calls, so you mentioned earlier, Carrie, your daughter's going to have a birthday. How old is she going to be?
She's going to be 18 years old, believe it or not.
The big 18!
The big 18. She's got a big week this week.
Wow.
She's turning 18 tomorrow. She's graduating from high school.
Oh, well, congratulations on the graduation.
Yes.
Very
yes,
cool. Now, how does mom feel?
Everyone asked me that. I feel it's like, she even asked me, are you going to start bawling? I do admit that I started crying when she went to kindergarten.
Uh-huh.
But I really feel this is a great milestone for her, and she's a really great kid. She's got a good head on her shoulders. She really is. I'm very proud of her, and so I don't think I'll cry, but if I do, that's fine.
You might, just a little bit. My mom did, too. You know? It's all very natural.
I mean, it's all fine, but I don't think I'll be wailing. I was ready to chase the bus when she was younger. But it's amazing. They always say time passes so fast.
It does. Blink of an eye.
It really does. Mm-hmm. And it just seemed like she just got on that kindergarten bus, you know, and I can't believe it's 17 years ago. So.
That's cute. I remember some of the flashbacks, too. Exactly the same thing. I used to live in Alaska, and, you know, our bus stop was about, like, 2 miles down the road. I mean, we were pretty much out in the boonies. So, you know, my mom would get up early with us and drive us down there and then wait in the car, you know, so we could talk to our friends before the bus would show up. You know, there was a couple days where it never showed up. So, I mean, it's a good thing she showed up.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. So, thank you, Mom.
Wow, because the weather and stuff, Benny?
Yeah, and, you know, we were kind of far out. So, in a smaller town, there was limited buses available, too.
Okay.
So, even if one did break down, it caused kind of a stir and a mess up, so they'd have to finally, you know, contact all the parents out in that area. And, you know, it just became
a little bit of a situation at the time, but you know, they dealt with it, and you got a couple uh-huh. more buses, and you know, that's how state run governments and, you know, money
right.
about the school systems and so forth. So,
right.
but congratulations to your daughter on graduating. That's pretty cool. And obviously happy early birthday, which is pretty much this week anyway. So
yes, it is.
Very cool. How about, how about some information from you on getting a hold of you before we actually take a break, and then we'll come back and we'll grab Lynn.
Absolutely.
Okay.
For, again, phone number 860-887-1201. Email union1111@yahoo.com. And the website is www.carrieoconnor.com. Email any questions, any kind of things. A lot of the remote healings, we're doing that special, and people are really liking the response to them. They're very, very affordable, and that people are loving what they get with it, and especially the exercise, the body temple CD. People can play it over and over again, and they have had profound results with that. And so the remote readings, all of that information, and the free teleclass is still on the website too. So that's where we encourage you to sign up for the free newsletter, because you get to know when we do free classes and what's happening. So all of that, www.carrieoconnor.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's the Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on The Dr. Pat Show.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's ecloth.com. 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris. And no, not that Chuck Norris. About a year ago, I got on the Take Shape for Life program, and I've lost 170 pounds. When I got on the Take Shape for Life program, I just set myself a goal. I decided I was going to go skydiving, but weighing 355 pounds, it was never an option. I hit 185 pounds and decided to take the leap.
Lose the weight and live life on your terms. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we'll be with you to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, we'll do, and we'll bring on Lynn. Excuse me, she's calling in from Seattle. She wants to know if there's anything that you see, Carrie, around finding a divine right partner for her. So, Lynn, welcome to the show.
Hi there.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Lynn. Thank you.
Good.
So, divine partner.
Yeah, our relationship. Well, actually, divine partner, put it that way.
Right. Okay. The first thing when Benny said that, I saw you in this image of in a ballet studio. Your right hand was on a bar, and you were bending over to the right side, and you were all dressed up. And what does that have to do with finding a partner? The right side is the energy of the male side. It's also your male energy and the energy that I see that we put out to the world. And I see you bending and stretching, so there's a part where I look, Lynn, to see if there's symmetry, because it's really important to see symmetry. When I see all asymmetrical things, that means it's staticky to me, and that means that there's a static vibe going out that could create a block, but that's not. So there's it's a real, like, limbering up there, and I'm seeing you, like, taking on, like, a leotard, a bodysuit that has a pink bodysuit. So that is it's really important. It's you're taking in unconditional love of self, learning unconditional love of self, drawing a line and saying that to yourself that you are complete, that you come in complete, that you do not want to have, you're choosing not to step into old patterns of the you complete me relationship. You want a complement relationship. And I see you drawing a firm line for that, meaning that I'm not going to compromise that. Where a lot of people, if there's any kind of time that goes through 3D time, they start lowering their standards. And I'm seeing that that's the whole thing of the ballet thing, that you're not doing that. And so think of the whole analogy of the ballet is that there's flow in life. You're embracing the divine feminine. And so all of that is opening up to divine partnership. And especially as you're getting down to what I call the nitty-gritties, because you're really bending over on the your right side, and you're really clearing out any past things that has to do on the third chakra, self-esteem, self-worth, through the seat of the subconscious, because I'm watching these balls shooting through on your left side that's going out of the sight of you on the third chakra. And so, and especially you've been really working on getting those rid of those, and so that's residual patterns that run real deep on the since March of 2010. So that's prepping you. Then I see you all of a sudden look like you're ready for the Olympics, and so that's, and then I'm so watching you do this victorious posture. So all of those symbols are your signature that goes out to the universal grids is becoming louder and clearer, which is wonderful. The more static, we get static results. The more louder we are, the more we get the results. And also I'm seeing that there's a part of you where you're, I call it symbolically sitting in that chair, which represents entitlement. It looks like a throne, and that you're waiting patiently for the king. And even though sometimes it might be unpatiently or impatiently, but I also see a lady coming in. And at first I thought it was a grandmother, a great maternal grandmother, but she's making me feel like she's more of a guide than a grandmother. And she's putting this like energetic earmuffs on you. And it's more for, especially when right now till August, of not listening to outside people's stories, as far as when people could say all good guys are taken or gay, or that there's not any good men out there or whatever. And so it's like she's putting those earmuffs on it so you don't absorb it. And even if you could sit there and hear it, and this, you could be the hairdressers, you could be at a restaurant and overhear a conversation, it's more of not absorbing their energy and having that get implanted and seeded into your subconscious. And so she's energetically, again, putting those earmuffs on you. And that's going to, again, block so you don't take that knowledge in and have it become your truth, because I'm seeing how hard you worked on clearing out past patterns. And so, and I also see your thymus opening up, and that is my part of opening up to unconditional love of self. And also I see you really stretching that part of the human-to-human experience, which brings in divine partnerships to human-to-human experience. And actually, it's interesting. Did you just meet a very good girlfriend as far as, because when we put out the signature of divine partnership, it's not only do divine partners come in, but all of a sudden we could find that we meet very good friends, girlfriends, and all of a sudden people that feel very, very familiar. And it's like just a sign that we are connecting with soul group, divine partnerships of all kind, because this is where we're bridging over to, of bringing in partnerships of all kind that have that divine energy. And it just makes us feel, it feeds us energetically. So think of from now to August, and I'm seeing you throwing out a watch. How long has it been since you've been in a partnership?
Well, divorced 1 year, 2 years separated, but kind of emotionally removed for many years.
Okay. Done. All right.
Over
your body's showing me like 4 years, 4 years. And so, but the clock is huge, because just like what I said to the Mary, the caller before, when she was talking about her when is she going to move? When I'm watching you throw the clock out, it's you're doing the thing of the when I see a clock over somebody's head, that means subconsciously there's patterns of I'm looking at the time, and then it feels like a biological clock, and it's like, oh my gosh, is it? It's like turning into a pattern of habits they don't come in. You throwing it out with your right hand means I'm not taking in that thought form. I'm not going in here in a great big tick, 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 because if you look back at it energetically, you had to do a lot of healing and clearing, and even if, I mean, being divorced, being married for a while, and then that's an energy pattern, and then so you did the healing process, which is really important, and there's, again, a sense of completion, especially through the March through May's of this year, and so it's all about, again, timing, divine timing, and especially from now to August, I'm seeing that you're stepping into that victorious posture, and things will happen very, very fast. I feel like I'm just confirming that for you, Lynn. So,
well, you meet somebody, and you know, it seems like things are opening up for me, and I'm just kind of wondering about him because, you know, it could be the right thing. I'm not sure, though, because it's
what's
so
that? Say that again?
Oh, I just feel the pull, like things are really lining up for me right
now. Absolutely. 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 That's what I was trying to say, is that it's not only when we get in that alignment that we magnetically bring in things that are fall. It seems like everything falls in the direction and very easily and quickly. And it's like that is an exact like you're sending out a very clear signal. You're not sending out the static, or we all can have our staticky days, but on a whole that you're sending out more clear messages than you are sending out staticky messages. And so you will absolutely see it in other departments of your life. And so that's what I always like to remind people of. And if it's that one corner that we don't see the individual yet, look at the outside corners of where you're having that yes part and take that in as far as the preparation. And again, that's where I see you having the freedom to feel like you can throw that clock out means that you are really working on embracing and allowing, surrendering, trusting, and accepting, and not doing the my will versus thy will. And that's our whole journey here, for us to learn what thy will means. It's like our higher self, our higher essence, merging with like the divine self. And so we come in with the my will. It has to be this way. It has to be look this way, and just it's the wounded child saying it, and that's a pushing, and that literally pushes away the energy of our desires, and so that's great growth, and that of course is going to come into every department of your life. So keep up the good work, my dear.
Oh, thank you. All
right, good work. Okay, bye bye, hon.
Great, thanks, Lynn, for calling in, and Carrie, I think we have time for one more caller. It's Susan. She's calling in from San Antonio, Texas. We'll have to kind of quickly go through it, but
yep.
She has a question about money. She's currently employed. She's getting to the close of retirement, which is good. Congratulations to Susan. She wants to know what's up, though. Let's see if we can help her out. And Susan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you, Susan?
Doing all right. I just wanted to see what you saw or my guides have to say about me gathering money to pay back my pension fund for retiring.
Okay. To pay it back, you said?
Yeah, I took out a chunk when I stayed home with the kids and never paid it back, and I need that.
Okay, gotcha. All of a sudden, when I look into June, which is right now, and I see June, July, and August as all these doors open. At first, it looks like June starts with a little door, and these are golden doors, so that means to me golden opportunities, and whenever I see gold around, that means to me money, and the biggest thing is, especially when it comes to money, I always look at people's foundational energies, because that money is just like a circumstance that has to do with our energy field. It's like that has to do with the second chakra. And so the doors get bigger over the next couple of months. And so think of, and they're arched doorways as far as golden doorways. And so that means to me money flowing in, easier money coming in. And especially when I watch that the you're flipping around what Susan, when it first comes into, is the fear, because I'm seeing on the, like a seesaw over your head. And so think of that's in the mental body of my worst nightmare of how, but if I can't do that, and even if I can't fill it in, or I can't pay it back, or what did I do, blah, blah, blah. And then having like this pull of, I know I did the right thing. I stayed home with my kids. And so it's like a pull that's going into the heart, and that's the part that you're healing. So it's, as you do that, it's, as I said to everybody, it's a clear, the more we can put out clear messages, radiate radiate out our heart signature, then the life reflects that back into us as far as flow with that. And so I do see a shift with it, and it has to do with, especially when you release any like thoughts, because I see like these balloons, healing balloons coming down that has to do with anything in the past, which I call the coulda, shoulda, wouldas. I could have done this, I should have done this. All that is, it's just our mental mind game. It's like the ego wanting to get us into the posture of being afraid and closing down. And so as you, if you have those thoughts, just to think, see them again, put them all in a helium balloon and just whew, blow them away. And that's, then I see these arches coming in. And so those arches, again, represent money coming into you, opportunities for money, and being able to do have some sort of agreement or settlement or something like that, and it's in your favor. And so all that's very positive. I heard my music, and so that's my cue to go. And so I'll be with you next week. And this week, may you align with the divine.